If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJacks.com.
Well, we're catching Brian Kilmeade early this morning in the nation's capital, and give me an idea of why you're there and what you were able to experience just last night, Brian.
So, Rich, after finishing up the radio show yesterday, I hopped on a plane, came to D.C. just in time to catch the candlelight vigil for law enforcement. So they're looking to expand their wall, and they got to put, sadly, because everyone who lost their life in the line of duty, including during COVID, they put 282 names on the wall now. There's 24,067. But when you see 36,000 people plus turn out, families, friends, Survivors Alley, the row, and then you see Mayorkas and the FBI director, CIA director, when you see the president of Law Enforcement Foundation there, as well as the attorney general, you know it's an important event. And I just think the respect for law enforcement was heartening, but absolutely sad occasion. I mean, you see kids, you see 85-year-old, obviously, dads. We were able to talk to a lot of the families, all different ages, all different cities and states, and they came together. So there'd be bracketed out areas of family of the fallen, and then you just see a sea of blue behind, and then you see other people. So in front of you have the Capitol, behind you, you have the Washington Monument, and it's almost exactly like Jacksonville weather. It was 73 degrees, there was no rain, very little wind. It was just a perfect setting for a very important night.
And sadly, one local name added to that wall, Sergeant Michael Kunovich of St. John's County. Every story is different, but every family is left with a loss. And I guess what's maybe heartening is the amount of support that goes behind those law enforcement officers from the national community and throughout their own local communities.
Yeah, I mean, and there's a sense, too. I wanted to see it. Things getting better out in the field. They are slightly getting better. They're getting more respect from people. The whole reimagine police, we knew it was ridiculous. The whole defund the police, we know it's dumb. We know it will destroy anybody that says it, even in 2020. And still you have people like Cori Bush and some members of the squad who still feel, though, the police are the problem. So what they're starting to do is see a slight uptick in people going to the academy. But they want to do is they need to be backed by the people that are making the decisions and make sure when they arrest somebody, they go to jail. And that's why New York is still struggling. That's why Chicago is still struggling. Philadelphia is still struggling. That's why Florida isn't.
All right, Brian Kilmeade with continuing live team coverage out of the nation's capital starting at 10 o'clock here this morning following Jacksonville's morning news.
If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJacks.com.